Alaska's Republican Congressman Don Young says the health care bill proposed by House Democrats today is expensive and won't give Americans better health insurance. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California unveiled Democrats' $894 billion package on the steps of the U.S. Capitol today. It would expand Medicaid and includes a government insurance option. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said in a preliminary report that the bill would trim more than $100 billion from projected budget deficits over the next decade. But Representative Young says the price tag is too steep.
It is still a very expensive bill, and I don't see anything in the bill that will lower the cost of health care. They never addressed the administration cost. They haven't done what we should be doing. And it looks like there's going to be a tax, there'd be a surtax on small businesses. There will be an employer mandate that has to pay. They have to have insurance. If they don't, they get fined.
Small businesses would be exempt from the employer mandate if their payroll is under $500,000 annually. That's a higher threshold than Democrats originally proposed. Bill sponsors lowered its cost by stripping out increases in Medicare payments to doctors, which is in a separate bill. Democrats say the health care proposal would give insurance coverage to more than 35 million people. It would let the government negotiate drug prices for Medicare beneficiaries and would require most American citizens to get health insurance. Congressman Young says there are some elements in the bill he approves of.
There are some things in there that are good. When the original H.R. 3200 came out, it deauthorized the Indian Health Care Improvements Act. And this we reauthorize it. So that's good for Alaskans and the amount of money that's going to be in there for that. So that part is good. But abortions are still in there, paid for by tax dollars. And that's not good, and that may kill the bill because there's people that are on the other side of the aisle that think this should never have been put in there.
Young says he doesn't think Democrats have the votes needed to pass the bill in its current form, but he also doubts they'll allow Republicans to introduce any amendments. The public option included in the bill is considered to be a compromise among Democrats. Liberal House members wanted the public option to create reimbursement rates based on Medicare. But instead, House Speaker Pelosi's version says the federal government can negotiate rates with providers, much like insurance companies currently do.